The Amazing Prophecies Fulfilled by the Birth of Jesus Christ. An Advent Devotional from the C.S. Lewis Institute. December 18th. A Kingdom of Justice and Righteousness by Dr. Tom Terrence, President Emeritus of the C.S. Lewis Institute. An Old Testament Prophecy. Isaiah 9, verse 7. Quote, "Of the increase of his government and of peace there will be no end, on the throne of David and over his kingdom, to establish it and to uphold it with justice and with righteousness from this time forth and forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this." End quote. Isaiah wrote this between 740 and 701 BC. The New Testament Fulfillment. Matthew 1, verse 1. Quote, "The book of the genealogy of Jesus Christ, the son of David, the son of Abraham." End quote. Matthew wrote this before 70 AD. Yesterday's reading highlighted the wonderful characteristics of the divine Messiah whom God would send into the world. Today's reading highlights some of the Messiah's wonderful works. First to note is that the Messiah would fulfill God's promise to David, a descendant who would reign on his throne forever. It would take centuries, but God's word would come to pass. God's people would have to wait on him to act, and would have to trust his faithfulness in spite of difficult and confusing times that would challenge their faith. Generation after generation would see kingdoms rise and fall, but no Messiah. They would daily experience the evil and injustice of the fallen world, along with the pain, suffering, and death that follow in their wake, yet no Messiah. But a new world was coming, a world ruled by Messiah, the kingdom of our God and his Christ, a world where love, peace, justice, and righteousness are not partial and fleeting, but complete and permanent. The coming of this world was the central message of Jesus the Messiah, the Son of David, and it began like a tiny mustard seed with his first advent. He proclaimed, quote, "The kingdom of heaven is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel," end quote. Mark 1, verse 15. Jesus invited one and all to, quote, "Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls," end quote. Matthew 11, verse 29. His kingdom will come to completion at his second advent, which could occur at any time. Over the centuries, many have entered God's kingdom by turning from their sins, trusting Jesus as Savior, and following him as Lord. Have you trusted your life to him and turned from your sins? Do you have eternal life? Are you a new creation in Christ? Let us pray. God, I'm turning away from sin and selfishness. I'm turning to Jesus as my Savior. Forgive all that is past and help me to live a new life through Christ. Amen.
The people who in darkness walked have seen a glorious light. The heavenly dawn broke forth on those who dwelt in death and night, who dwelt in death and night. His righteous government and power shall over all extend. Unjust